This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado lawmakers ended their special session Monday, having rearranged billions of dollars in taxes. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The headline of the special session was that homeowners got about $430 million of property tax relief, but the biggest financial change was actually to Tabor refunds. The legislature reduced next year's paybacks for wealthier Coloradans by nearly $500 million collectively and used most of it to fund refunds and credits for households making less than about $50,000 a year. Democrats said it was about spreading the support. Republicans said it was an unwarranted wealth transfer and that voters had just shot down similar ideas with Proposition HH. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado Congressman Jason Crow was part of a bipartisan delegation to the Halifax International Security Forum this weekend. They discussed U.S. security challenges, including helping Ukraine and Israel. Crow says the U.S. will make sure Israel can defend itself.
But ultimately, this battle against terrorism they face will not be settled entirely on the battlefield. There will be a political, diplomatic, and humanitarian component to this that's going to be just as important.
Aside from Crow, five senators made up the delegation. The Senate is expected to work on a spending bill for both Ukraine and Israel when Congress returns after Thanksgiving. Vaping products aren't supposed to be sold to people under 21, but CPR's John Daly reports high schoolers say they're pretty easy to get.
In Denver, the city administers a tobacco licensure and investigation program, monitoring about 580 retailers. Many are in and around communities of color, which have been historically targeted by industry marketing. Flor Velasco Hernandez is Emmanuel High Jr.
I mean, it's sad because it's definitely been normalized in our community to the point that even some parents are just like, oh, it's fine. Like, I can't stop them from doing it.
Among Denver students who smoked cigarettes in the past 30 days, half bought them from a gas station, grocery, convenience, or drugstore. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
This is CPR News.